I stood center stage and stared at the empty theater. The burgundy seats, which would soon be filled with theatergoers, made my heart race. The X's and lines for blocking and positioning were laid down on the shiny wood floor, and everything was ready for tonight's preview show. But was I? Being front and center as a lead was all I'd dreamt of, and the time had come for that dream to become reality. My nerves spiked, and my palms grew sweaty as I walked from spot to spot, practicing my lines in my head. If my prayers were answered, this small production would turn into the biggest chance of my life. I hadn't had an opportunity this big in half a decade, thanks to the scathing reviews I'd received. Thankfully, not all my reviews had been horrible. But I had the lead now, and I wouldn't fuck it up. Nope, no way would I blow it. When I'd auditioned, our director, Mac, told me I'd only edged out my understudy by a few lines. I needed to be as good as I could be. No, I needed to be spectacular, or funding would be pulled. As my lines swirled through my brain and my feet traveled from mark to mark, I swung my right hand and hit a muscular chest. I looked up to see Seth, one of my closest friends and our set designer.
"Sorry, Andy, I didn't know you were rehearsing. I hope I didn't interrupt. Mac wanted me to check the sets."
Seth's calm voice soothed me. "I'm just taking it all in. You guys did an amazing job. If I didn't know we were in Jersey, I'd believe we were on North Michigan Avenue in Chicago." I nudged Seth with my shoulder.
"Thanks, that means a lot to me. I'll say this crew is top notch. They really outdid themselves."
A prideful smile grew across his handsome face. "Yes, they did. And they had you to lead them. That says a lot, too." He blushed, which made me laugh. Seth was about my age and very easy on the eyes. His deep brown eyes lit up at my compliment, even though he should have been used to them by now. I was his biggest fan.
"You look nervous. Are you okay?"
His voice was laden with concern. I stopped fidgeting with the hem of my shirt and half smiled. "Yeah, I'm fine." His brows rose, forming frown lines on his forehead. "Really, I am," I said. Seth put his hands on my shoulders.
"You're a wonderful actress. I don't know what it's like being in the spotlight, but I've watched you there before, and you make it look effortless and believable. Don't doubt your talent. I love you, and you got this."
He placed a chaste kiss on my cheek. I was comforted knowing that he'd be in the wings as I was center stage. "Thank you. That means the world to me."